school is back in session, and that means the Avon Lake Public Library is rocking and rolling. It's very busy, but then again, it was pretty busy in the summertime as well. Shay Altmont with the Avon Lake Public Library joining us here in studio. Shay, how are you?
Hey, hi, good evening. I'm doing really well this afternoon, and we've been busy. Like you said, over the summer, we just got finished with a big space-themed summer reading program, and now we're just hitting the fall running and lots of things going on and activities, so...
Tons of activities happening. You were mentioning to me that now the school year's back up and rolling again. You guys are open on Sundays again, and the kids are certainly utilizing all of the tools that you have at your disposal. And I want to talk about this Community Read program. It centers around Mudbound. Hillary Jordan, the author of this book, she'll actually be here at the end of the month. So Well, what exactly is this month-long reading program, and how does it center around the book Mudbound?
So the whole idea around Mudbound is that we wanted people to, you know, read this book together. It's something actually that the Avon Lake High School Advanced Placement or AP English Literature class, their teachers actually recommended this book. It's been won several awards. And so it's part of their required reading over the summertime. And anyway, we've been working with them actually for over a year now in trying to get Hillary Jordan to come. And again, we chose her book as an opportunity since they were doing it as their required reading. We thought this would be great for the community to really talk about, you know, read this book, think about, you know, the themes and what it's saying, and then really share the thoughts, share the books, because we gave away actually 350 books within the course of 7 days.
Wow.
They disappeared pretty fast. And then, you know, the biggest part is to engage those who are reading that book. And the engagement is coming through everything from book discussion groups. We have a movie discussion group because that book was turned into a film. In 2017, and also won additional awards as well. And again, it's just coming also to the library because we created over 25 displays that were inspired by the people, the time, the place, the food, the music as a part of this book. So we have those displays. And then on top of that, we have another 24 different programs that we're offering throughout the month as well. And again, as you mentioned earlier, that are leading up to October 3rd when Hillary Jordan will actually be joining us for not one but two opportunities to see her speak and ask her questions in October.
So what is this book all about? For those that haven't read it, you mentioned that there is a movie about this as well. There was a movie based off the book, too. What is this book, Mudbound, all about?
So the book is set in 1946. It's post-World War II, and it's written mainly from the perspective of two of our main characters who have returned from World War II. They are returning back to the Mississippi Delta and a sharecropping farm, and it certainly deals with some... you know, somewhat sensitive topics a little bit in the book, but that you see that these two people that kind of, while they're living in the same place, they kind of actually live in different worlds, almost side by side, but you see them develop this friendship based on their shared experiences from the war. There's certainly, again, some things that happen. There's love and betrayal and much more in this book, but you know, you really kind of see at the end how their friendship helps get through these things for them, and so it's a very good book. Again, it's a quick read, and it's written from again, those two gentlemen's perspective and a couple other folks, important characters that you'll meet while you're reading this book. But that's kind of about it. So,
okay, well, and there's a month full of events leading up to Hillary appearing at the beginning of October, end of September as well. But you guys have some pretty cool events lined up. Just looking at a few here, you guys have Meet Eleanor Roosevelt on September 9th, which I think is kind of cool. You guys also have your Bookin' and Cookin' session with centers around Southern food. And that always comes up when you're on the show with us.
Yes, you always like your foods on the food program. So, yes, we're excited. That one, you actually bring food in. So there's going to be a lot of Southern food there, and everyone gets to share it and try it and share their recipes as well. So
September 19th, too, you guys have Artifacts, Stories, and Lessons of World War II, which is fascinating. I mean, I don't know if you guys have these lined up already or if you're still looking for these, but what kinds of artifacts, stories, and lessons will be on display for this on September 19th?
Well, that's a really good question. So what's interesting about some of the displays and how it ties into, say, this program on the 19th, we have several items that are World War II artifacts, everything from we received some on loan from the World War II Museum in New Orleans to the Liberty Aviation Museum in Port Clinton. And then actually there's a gentleman locally here in Lorain County who is a huge World War I and World War II collector. And so we have several items from his collection. He's actually going to be the person who will be speaking. And so you'll see everything from aviator goggles to the field phones that someone would have actually used out maybe they were on a tank mission. We actually have a coat that was worn by one of the famous gentlemen, famous because of Band of Brothers, Winters. We actually have his jacket and is signed by two of the other gentlemen who served with him in the military. We have a Paul Tibbetts flight suit, and we also have a jacket that was worn by one of the World War II pilots that's actually hand-painted. Gosh, I mean, there's so many things. There's first aid kits that a soldier would have had. There's military jackets and hats. There's a lot of stuff that you would have seen an actual airplane that was a B-24 bomber, and you're seeing pieces of that airplane, and we have those all on display. Again, that's probably five displays alone. They have all those artifacts. And so Ray is going to be bringing additional items. Sorry, his name is Ray Kling, and he's going to be bringing a lot of additional items. Really, his entire basement apparently is full of artifacts. So he's going to be bringing some additional ones and sharing those with people and answering questions and talking a lot about the leadership, things that the leaders had learned at that time, and then also kind of going forward, you know, how we can take those lessons from World War II and even World War I a little bit and what that looks like in, you know, for the future for us, you know, now at this time. So should be a great program.
Should be a great month-long program, no question about that. It sounds like you guys have something pretty cool lined up, at least a few events every week, it seems like, for this program. So that'll be a lot of fun. And I know you guys are very excited about having Hillary Jordan, the author of the book Mudbound, in town. End of the month, beginning of October. When is she coming to town exactly?
She's actually coming October 3rd, and that's a Thursday. And so I'd encourage anybody, if they would like to come see her, again, I mentioned she's going to be speaking twice. So at 1 p.m. that day, she'll be speaking at the Avon Lake High School Performing Arts Center. And then at 7 o'clock that evening, she's going to be speaking at the Avon Lake Public Library. There are free tickets. So anybody who wants to go online, you can go to alpl.org. And you can click on our Mudbound button, and that will take you to the section where there are tickets. And I can tell you already, her evening program is almost all sold out.
Wow.
And we only have about 400 out of 800 tickets left for the afternoon program. So people want to go and get your tickets right away.
Very good stuff. Again, Shay Altmont with the Avon Lake Public Library joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Austin Walken Kane is going to be in the neighborhood pretty soon too, is he not?
Absolutely. Next Monday, actually, he's going to be coming. That is September the 9th. And for those of our radio listeners who might not know Austin, he's actually, again, local here to Lorain County, but he is an international blues musician and a specialty in Mississippi Delta blues. So he will be doing, as I mentioned a little bit earlier when we were talking before, now that he actually, again, has a specialty in 30s and 40s, and he'll be doing kind of a MTV Storytellers for those who are my age and remember when MTV had that program. He's talking about the history of Delta Blues, the godfathers of Delta Blues, but he's also playing the entire time, which will be a lot of fun. So,
good stuff. Live radio, it offers its own set of challenges, and you handle that one extraordinarily well. Well, let's get into some of the other events that are happening throughout the course of the month. The fall seems like it's always a really busy time of the year for you guys, and certainly no shortage of events. You also have a sports-related storybook trail theme this month. What's this all about?
We do. So again, this is kind of related to our Mudbound book because we have programs for all ages, including kind of our families and kids. And so at Kauf Reservation, which is adjacent to the Avon Lake Public Library, we work with the Lorain County Metro Parks actually to put out what's called a storybook trail. And so it's 16 stations throughout a trail throughout the woods, and we put a storybook every month. We have a new one. So this month, we actually have one called Players and Pigtails. And the reason why we chose this book is because it's a picture book about the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, which again was created after the men were going in World War II and going off to serve. The gentleman who basically created this league didn't want people to kind of have a lag in baseball. They didn't want people to forget about, you know, the all-American pastime of baseball. And so they created this league. And this is a story about those women who played. So,
very cool stuff.
Yeah, very good book.
Now, you guys have a lot of other events coming up this month. We'll hit on some of those. But there's also a Fall Frenzy membership drive I certainly want to give you a chance to elaborate on as well. Tell us about this Fall Frenzy membership drive.
Sure. So our Fall Frenzy basically is that we have friends of the Avon Lake Public Library. And what that means is our friends group is the group that actually helps to they fundraise for the library. And then when they fundraise that money, it goes back to actually support any of the library programs and events that we're able to offer to the public. So that's where we get our money. So our children's department, teen department, even my department, and for example, this community read, that's supported by Friends of the Library money. And so how they raise money? They have an annual membership drive. And so that's actually Saturday, September the 7th, and Sunday, September the 8th. And people can sign up for as low as $10. And that gets you a friend membership. And what's special, too, about this time of year is that when you sign up for a membership, whether it's new or renewing, you actually will get to have an opportunity to win some prizes from several different companies in Loudoun County and hopefully win something. And then, of course, you can come back for all the book sales that we have throughout the year and other special activities.
Very nice. Well, sounds like a really busy month.
Yes.
Anything we didn't hit on? Sounds like we hit on most of the highlights for September, but what are some of the other programs you're really excited about?
Well, we have some new book clubs called Cuppas and Cuppas. So if you are a big fan of mysteries, we have a new book club that will be looking at British authors. And again, you know, looking at books that tend to be kind of mysteries, and we'll be meeting at a coffee shop. So we're actually not meeting in the library. We're meeting outside of the library, which is kind of fun. And that's just kind of a new program that we have. And then also, you know, I'm always kind of pushing the guitar lessons and some of the action, because we, of course, again, lend guitars out and ukuleles. And so if you've ever wanted to learn, not only can you come out and get those out on loan, but after you get done checking those out, you can actually take an adult beginner guitar lesson for free that is taught by a professional guitar player. And that's kind of neat. So we have that. And also if you're a little bit more of a better guitar player, we actually have guitar jams that we just started this summer. And we actually have a lot of people come, and they do what you kind of think when you think of a jam. Everybody just gets in a room in a circle and starts rocking out. So that's pretty cool. And again, some of the other things, if you ever want to learn how to be a writer, we have a writer's group that actually come in, you bring your stuff, or you learn how to write, and you share it, and you give feedback, and you get feedback. So we have a lot of aspiring authors out there. And so that's exciting, of course, as well. And we have a lot of genealogy classes. So I will tell you that when the fall comes, things kind of slow down. People have a little bit more time on their hands, and they're usually wanting to find out about family, because they're going to see family at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they're all kind of thinking about that, or maybe a Christmas gift that's genealogy themed, or maybe one of those DNA tests. Well, if you come, you could find out about the DNA test and what you might find out, or find out if you have somebody who served in the military. You want to find out more information about, you know, Grandpa Joe or something like that, where he was from. Anyway, those are great classes to come and take, and we have several of those offered throughout the fall. So,
good stuff. Sounds like downtime is certainly not in your vocabulary the month of September, or especially the fall months either.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, Shay, we appreciate the time. Thank you, as always, for coming in. And, well, we certainly look forward to following what's happening at the library throughout the month. And it sounds like this Mudbound Community Read program is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, thank you so much for having us again. And everybody just go to ALPL.org for all of information on all of our programs and events.
Simple enough. ALPL.org.